Now for our story. Wakefield, Aunt Mary Lane's little town, was anything but malicious. However, the people, as in any small town, had a healthy curiosity concerning the doings of their neighbors. They were slow to pass judgment, but when one of the less popular members of the community got into hot water, Wakefield responded very humanly, weighing the pros and cons, trying to decide who was at fault. This morning, the favorite topic at Wakefield breakfast tables concerns Ben Calvert and his daughter, Kit. Is Bill Meade actually planning to sue Ben Calvert's daughter for divorce? Is he going to fight for custody of her baby son? Or will Kit get her own way again, as she has in the past? Will Kit divorce Bill? Keep the baby? Yes, this morning, many a lively discussion is taking place, much like this one.
Yes, I've heard something about a divorce, and I, for one, am not the least surprised. I've known Kit Meade since he was a child. He's always been haughty and spoiled. I have another biscuit, Ed.
No, thanks, Mother. I'll just finish my coffee. Well, from what I heard, it sounds as though he's going to get the divorce. Can't say that I blame him either. Mother, more coffee?
I believe I will, son. That's him. Well, maybe Kit needs no prize, but if you make a bargain, you ought to stick to it. Especially if it's a child.
Oh, of course, a child makes a big difference. But seems to me that Bill Meade's a pretty nice guy. As far as the owner's concerned, he'd likely be better off without Ben Calvert, shorty.
Well, that marriage has failed. Except there's no way to patch things up. But Mother's right. What about the child? I have to think of that.
Well, one thing I'm sure of. If Meade sues for divorce, Ben Calvert's going to be hopping mad. Darned old pirate. It's about time somebody made him squirm. He's had his way around this town long enough.
Yes, but it's too bad an innocent little child has to suffer.
Yes, thoughts like these, all through Wakefield, were concentrated on the subject of Kit Meade and her husband Bill. Now, Paul Cromwell had arrived in town. If he overheard some of the gossip, put two and two together. Well, it couldn't happen, Kit told us. It mustn't happen. Now, this attractive young woman enters the bar at the Brown Palace Hotel to meet Paul Cromwell.
Kit, darling.
Hello, Paul.
It is you, isn't it? Not a mirage.
Let's get over to that table in the corner.
Hmm? Oh, yes, of course, Kit. Well, we can be alone.
There. That is better.
Yes. How are you, darling?
Paul, be careful.
Kit, I hope you're not ashamed of me.
Oh, Paul, of course not, but... Well, this is a very small town, you know. People talk.
No. Let them. We've nothing to worry about anymore. In a few weeks, we'll be well out of this town.
Perhaps. But there's no point in adding any extra fuel to the flames until we are well out of it, as you say.
All right, darling. I don't want to argue with him. Not after all these months.
Dad, it seems years, Kit.
Yes, it does.
Has everything gone well, dear? Nothing slipped up, I hope.
No, of course not. Did you think anything would?
No. But, well, Kit, you look rather strained, weary.
Well, it's certainly been no picnic, if that's what you mean. But I've managed.
Good. You know, you're such an unsatisfactory correspondent. I've imagined all sorts of dire happenings.
You mustn't let your imagination run away with you, Paul. After all, what could happen?
Oh, I don't know. It does seem silly now when I'm sitting here opposite you and know that everything's under control. But I have been uneasy ever since you left.
Well, don't be. But now that you mention it, you do look rather frayed around the edges.
I don't doubt it. Who wouldn't be?
Why, Paul, what's happened now?
Well, perhaps you've forgotten this, Kit. But there's a certain emotional young woman by the name of Lisa Turner who gave up her newborn son to another young woman by the name of...
Oh, for heaven's sake, Paul.
Huh?
This is no time or place to be human.
Well, I'm not being. But you ask me what's been happening, I should think you know I've been going through the worst sort of agony with Lisa. There's a scene practically every day. I tell you, I'm at a breaking point.
So Lisa's still having a stroke.
Oh, it's awful. Believe me. You can't reason with her either. She has the baby on her mind all the time and...
Yes, what does she say? What does she want?
Well, it's hard to explain, Kit, but Lisa's been acting very strangely. I don't want to frighten you, but I'm not quite sure I can handle her much longer. We've got to arrange the meeting with Lisa so that you can get the baby adopted legally before she gets some crazy idea into her head.
Yes. Of course, we've got to settle the thing.
We've got to settle everything. Now, what about the divorce? Is it going through as you planned?
Well, everything's under control.
Then it won't be much longer, will it, darling? So we can clear out of here and maybe go to Florida for a while?
I hope so.
Well, let's get this business into some sort of shape, then, so we'll know where we are. In the first place, when will the divorce be coming up? That's the first step.
Oh, Paul, don't be so businesslike, for heaven's sake. You sound like an insurance agent or something.
I'm only trying to be sensible about things. The sooner all this is taken care of, the sooner you and I can be together, kid. You know how important that is to me.
Yes, Paul. It's important to me, too. But, well, you don't seem to understand that I've been having a pretty difficult time. What with Dad hounding me, looking after the child, and then Bill.
Yes, I suppose he's taking it pretty hard, eh? Making things tough for you?
Yes. Bill's been making things tough, all right.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it if I were you, kid. He'll recover in a few months. He ought to be glad he's had you as long as he has.
I doubt if Bill would agree with you on that point.
Bill's never been right for you, kid. You know that.
Frankly, Paul, I don't see why you had to come rushing down here without warning. If you'd phoned first, I could have told you what had happened so far.
But I wanted to see you, kid. Besides, I want to get something definite. When is the divorce coming up? When will you be free? What are your plans about you and me?
Paul, please. I can't answer your questions. Not to your satisfaction.
Why not?
Look, everything will be settled soon. I'm just as eager to get definite answers as you are, but, well, I simply don't know yet. Paul, I'm just living from day to day myself.
All right, kid. All right.
So, I'm afraid your trip's a wasted one.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Since things seem to be still pending with you, why not take care of one of my problems?
One of your problems?
Yes. We could get one thing out of the way, at least.
What?
Look here. Why don't you come back to Chicago with me?
Chicago?
Of course. Then we can get this matter of Lisa settled. Get rid of that sword that's been hanging over our heads.
Oh, Paul, I couldn't. Not possibly.
But why not, kid?
Well, there are lots of things. Oh, no, Paul. I couldn't possibly leave now.
Well, if you definitely can't leave for Chicago now, I suppose the thing for me to do is to stay here in Wakefield and wait for you.
Oh, no, Paul, you mustn't.
But, kid, it's perfectly logical. Why do you recoil so? Is the idea repulsive?
Oh, it's not that, Paul, but... Oh, what about Lisa? You can't leave her there in Chicago alone. You said yourself she's in a dangerous frame of mind.
Maybe it'd be better for Lisa to have a vacation from me for a while. Give her time to simmer down. I know it'd do me good. No, I think I'll just settle down here for a few weeks. Relax.
Oh, but Paul, you just can't, that's all. It's too dangerous.
Dangerous? What are you talking about, kid? I don't see...
Have you forgotten about Bill? Well, suppose he found out you were here, and why? He'd be bound to, and then...
Oh, I don't think Bill would make anything of it. He's much too simple.
Well, don't be so sure about that. He might do anything.
Not... Kit, there's absolutely nothing to worry about.
Paul, you just don't know. Now, promise me you'll go back to Chicago right away. Please, Paul, don't ask any questions. Just go, will you? Will you go back to Chicago tonight?
Yes, Kit. We're very anxious to get Paul Cromwell out of town. Because, you know, if he stays, he may discover the truth. May find out that you're not suing Bill Mead for divorce. But instead, you plan to contest the divorce for which Bill Mead intends to fight. I wonder, Kit, if Paul will agree to your request that he leave Wakefield at once. Or will Paul realize that something is not quite as it should be, and stay to find out what it is?